This podcast contains adult themes, language, and situations. Listener discretion is strongly advised. And hello to all the pups and pup lovers listening in. I am Barely Normal.
And I am Canes.
And I am Loki.
And you are listening to Off Leash, a definitely not safe for work podcast about human puppy play and consensual sexual kinks. Today's subject is pig play. And I'm waiting for the sound effect.
Oink, oink.
Loki. Turn your mic back on and do that again. There we go. Pig play. Okay. What is pig play? Anyone of our panel? What is pig play?
Hi.
Loki, what is pig play?
Pig play is similar. It's a form of pet play. Like, you know, how kitten play, fox play, dragon play, puppy play, etc. Pig play refers to, you know, a pet player, you know, taking on the role of a pig in a way, right?
Okay.
Pigs are known to be dirty and messy, right? Mm-hmm. They tend to take on those types of roles. They're less cleanliness. They don't worry about keeping clean, things like that, as much as anyone else would.
You know, and I have to say, I'm not exactly attracted to the pig play world. It seems a little, I don't know, sketch to me because of the cleanliness thing, the cleanliness aspect.
Yes, it can be. But there's a wide variety of it. It doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to find someone necessarily in a pig pen on a barn living outdoors in, you know, in their own feces, however you say that.
Feces, excrement,
excrement defecation. And rolling around or like
shit. Just say it. It's shit.
Yeah.
Rolling around in their shit. Well,
But yeah, so basically, like, I don't think you're going to necessarily find someone that's like the extreme. I mean, I'm not saying that there isn't, but you might be able to find someone that you're attracted to that's maybe not necessarily fully into like the whole thing, and maybe is just into a little bits and pieces of it, because there's all varieties. There's a very wide spectrum of
Right. Of
pig players versus pup play, in a sense of there's a lot of unique pups, but there is a way more of a spectrum for pig players.
Well, and there's an entire line of clothing and gear for pigs called Nasty Pig.
Right.
Yeah. So, I mean,
yes and no.
I mean, yes and no.
Yeah. So, I mean,
it does exist, Canes.
Yes, correct.
It does. When you said yes and no, it's like you can't say no because it does exist.
So, like, this is what I was talking with Loki about this specific episode. Is you can misconstrue pig play as like a cum dump, or, you know, like and we talked about, you know, cum dumps in the past. And it can turn into like, okay, a pig play might necessarily, you know, not necessarily mean sexual as well, just like how we just were talking about in our last episode. This is
literally
a puppy thing that is more a pig instead of a puppy. So oink oink instead of bark bark
bark. Okay. So what is it about pig play that's attractive to folks?
It's the same type of, I've never participated in this, so I am not 100% sure on all of this, but it's definitely a headspace that you're basically, you know, going into that is, you know, not caring. Like, have you ever gotten in the mood where you're like in bed and, you know, like you just throw off the covers and like don't make the bed and you just kind of like, or like whenever you do like laundry and you have a big pile of clothes and you just like go into the pile of clothes and like throw them everywhere and like make a big gigantic mess. And you just don't give a shit for just a little bit.
I can say that I've never done that. Even as a child, I've never done that.
What? You have not lived.
You're an army brat, though, right?
No. No, I'm army trained, but I'm the only one in my family that was ever in the military.
Okay. Well, sure.
So, yeah, I mean, now, granted, my room was a mess as a child, but...
Okay, okay, like... How much have you wanted to clean everything up?
Rarely ever. I mean, okay. You said laundry. I did have a pile of, I had two piles of clothes, the clean pile and the dirty pile. And they're in opposite corners of the room. So I always knew where the clean pile was and the dirty pile was. Now, granted, my mother, when I was tall enough to reach the dials on the washing machine, she never did my clothes ever again. So if I wanted clean clothes, I had to do it myself. So. She didn't care. She just didn't care. It's like, you are tall enough to reach those dials. This is how you do your laundry. but I never considered myself a pig, and I never thought of it as a sexual thing or a headspace thing. Yeah, I guess so, I never really looked at it that way.
Yeah. So like, and just because you might think of a pig as in like a pig pen doesn't necessarily mean that's how they are. They could be in their room that is very messy with stuff everywhere. And you're like, how do you find anything? But yet they have, you know, everything in their little corners and it's maybe not as organized as you would do it, but they like, you know, that mess. They feel comfortable in that mess.
Right. And, you know, I have to say there are many apps out there for hooking up with guys, and many guys have pictures of them in their room, and their room is an absolute pigsty. And I'm like, no, not so much. Like, you know, if you're taking a picture of yourself to put on Grindr and you can see the used condoms on the floor behind you, I'm not going to say, hey, you look like a kind of guy that I want to hook up with.
Yeah. Yeah. that's the personal preference, right? So right. Like, and this is why, you know, everyone doesn't really like I'm not attracted to a specific type of person. You are also not attracted to specific type of people. Right. Like, it doesn't necessarily mean that we hate them.
Right.
If that makes sense. Like,
sure. I mean, you know, if I met them out in public or, you know, at a coffee shop, I would have no way of knowing that when they go home, there's correct. A mess.
Correct.
Yeah, so,
it's just a different like headspace, and, you know, it might not be for everyone. I mean, there's definitely a lot less than pup, versus, you know, the, pig player, but there is definitely, like I know of people that are into it.
Yeah. And for the most part, when you say pig play, you're encompassing all of the stuff that's not necessarily just come and piss.
Correct.
So you're encompassing, you know, shit and pee and self-defecation and urinating and that kind of stuff.
Yes. And to be sure, that doesn't necessarily mean that it goes for everyone.
Everyone.
Correct. In that regard. So like, for example, I have a really good friend that is a very, they mean a lot to me, but they're very much a sadomasochistic purple puppy.
Wait a minute. You said a purple puppy?
A purple puppy.
What does that mean?
Like they're purple.
Oh, okay. I thought purple was a term for something else. So
no.
Okay.
And they also participate in pig play as well. And a direct statement from them, you know, was that because I asked them, right, to get clarification on their side and see what it, you know, what drew them in, right? And their statement was musk, sweat, and the ability to just dig in and enjoy a person in the fullest sense of the body. More just letting go and being able to root around, sniff, lick, rub all over someone. Not to mention, I don't mind getting dirty at times. So grease and mud don't bother me. And play as long as they aren't cold.
As long as they aren't cold. All right. Well, doesn't like the temperature play.
So, no, I didn't say that. But yeah,
I know somebody else that doesn't like temperature play.
Well, they don't like cold.
They don't like cold. Okay.
So,
all right. So there's a lot more that goes on with a pig player than there is with a puppy player. So you've got, there's a lot more, I guess, equipment or gear that goes along with it?
Not necessarily. I mean, pups definitely have a lot more options, but just because it's more popular. But there's still a lot of puppy, there's still a lot of pig gear as well to choose from. I just, it's stuff that I don't necessarily have.
Okay. All right. So how do you prep for pig play?
How do you unprep?
How do you unprep? Okay. You just don't prep, I guess, right? Yeah,
basically.
I mean, in some regard, yeah. I mean, like with everything though, I mean, if you are participating with another party, right?
Mm-hmm.
Some boundaries are set, right? Some people have hard nose and things like that. So some preparation and, you know, conversation and actually, you know, talking with each other to see what is okay and what isn't. You know, figuring out everything that they want to have happen and get out of a certain situation and what they want to avoid at all costs.
All right.
Or avoid fair just enough. In general.
Right. So, I mean, obviously, if you're participating in pig play, you're going to be on the dirty side. So things are going to be less sanitary.
And generally, yeah.
Generally. So you've got to prepare for certain things like, you know, you don't want to have any open wounds. You don't want, you know, you don't want things going into orifices that could potentially cause
infection. And, yeah.
Or there are things like that. So you do need to be aware of what it is you are playing with in order to maintain a healthy, quote unquote, playtime.
Correct.
Okay. I'm just making a statement in general. I'm not sure whether I'm getting, getting any agreements out there.
No. I definitely am agreeing. And yes, there's, again, the unsafe way of doing things and the safe way. Some people like doing the unsafe because of the danger side of things. I would implore you to do it the safe way. You know, if there is an open wound, you know, cover it, make sure it's not, you know, going to get dirty or, you know, afterwards clean it very thoroughly.
Or just don't.
Just don't get something in it. Right. But, you just gotta keep your personal health is more important than any kink that you're mm-hmm. wanting to do, including your safety in that regard.
Now I have to ask, because I've heard this over and over and over again. So there's a lot of pups and guys and gals that are into piss play and
water sports.
And that could be considered part of pig play as well. But
yes,
is it true that urine is sterile?
Yes and no.
Okay.
Urine is sterile to your own body, not someone else's.
Okay. All right.
It's sterile to your own body because it has your own bacteria and everything, right? Because your body has good bacteria, right? That keeps everything mm-hmm. running correctly. And, you know, keeps you to fight off disease and things like that. That being said, they're all a little bit different. So, for mm-hmm. example, like if you were to pee on someone, right? And they mm-hmm. had an open wound, right? That could be, you know, potentially detrimental to the other person, especially if they're immunocompromised or anything like that. But that being said, you know, the composition of urine also changes, right? Because if you're diabetic, then there's sugar in it or protein, mm-hmm. depending on, you know, what the situation is and things like that. And you can, you know, if you have a UTI, it's technically not sterile during that period mm-hmm. of time to your own body because it's, you know, there is an infection. And it's in the urinary tract, so it's not sterile at that point anymore.
Okay.
So
something that just came to mind.
Yes.
At work, we have this bathroom that's near my desk. Specifically, for whatever reason, it'll be clean in the morning when I first mm-hmm. get there. Right. And then when I go after lunch, usually there is a big giant puddle. And I mean, like, not a little puddle. It's like someone deliberately goes on and top of the toilet, on the
floor,
on the wall, like
what?
And it's like a full-on puddle, like,
wow.
And I'm just like,
small lake.
Like, to the point where I have to, like, straddle over the puddle to get, like, close enough to the actual toilet to actually pee.
That's why you just arch it. Get hard and arch it.
Get hard and arch. Yay! So, is this a urinal or a
this
toilet?
This is a urinal.
Are you sure it's pee and not that the urinal is leaking?
No, it's urine.
It's urine because the floor is also sticky.
I'm pretty sure they're diabetic because that would explain why the floor is sticky because the sugar inside the urine from diabetic.
Maybe they're having a spasm when they pee and they're just like, holding their cock and just spraying everywhere like a water willy.
It was one of those thoughts that I've had for quite a while now. It's every day.
You haven't researched out to figure out who it is yet? I mean, because I would be like, after everybody came out, I would go in to see if there's a puddle now. It's like, okay, that's the guy.
I'm not going to police the door.
We also technically can't actively pursue someone over that. Due to the fact that it could potentially be a medical reason why, and they are completely protected through HIPAA and the work environment, unfortunately, even if we wanted to have some
it's just like that one person that's got paid for multiple months to sit on the toilet all day.
Oh my god,
at work.
Wow.
He goes to work, he goes into the bathroom, and he maybe gets like 5 or 10 minutes worth of work all day done at his desk, and all the rest of the time, like for 7.5 hours, he's in the restroom.
Weird. Okay.
He's probably sucking dick.
To the point where he actually to the point where he actually has his own desk in the toilet. Like it's a whole article. Like there's a whole article about it.
Oh. Okay. Well.
And basically it's a medical condition that he has to urinate and go to the bathroom defecate him constantly. Multiple times, constantly. It's a medical thing that they go further into the actual article. But basically the employer can't actually do anything because of the doctor note. And because it's like an actual medical thing. It was very fascinating.
Okay. Well, getting back to what we're talking about. He would be interesting to have pig play because he'd just, you know, be pooping and peeing all over the place. Make all the pigs happy. Make all the pigs happy. God. Oh, where did we get off? I don't know.
It's a good question. Where do a lot of people get off?
Where do a lot of people get off? A lot of people get off in the bathroom. I mean,
that is very true. Maybe that's why it's sticky.
Maybe.
Someone's just...
Speaking of sticky floors in bathrooms, are there any glory holes in your bathrooms at work that you know of?
No.
Not that I know of.
Okay.
Though I haven't been to every bathroom.
Okay. Well, there you go.
I have, except for the one building that's like condemned, kind of.
Ooh, condemned building? Dun, dun, dun.
It's not really totally condemned. It's just no one's allowed in it, really, because of construction and shit.
Oh, okay. All
right. They're remodeling. So
have either one of you participated in pig play to any extent?
No.
No, not personally. Like I said, my purple puppy friend does participate. And I also sent you I sent you guys a picture of some things in the group chat between us.
Okay. So you sent a picture of a pig who's got a pig mask and a shirt that says oink, and he's clearly exhibiting some sloppiness and slovenliness in his room there. I might say. Like that word, slovenly. You like that word?
Slovenly.
Slovenly.
Yes. No, it's definitely. I can definitely see where.
I mean, if you're attracted to that, that's the guy I want.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
You know,
for sure.
If you're not, then you're gonna go bleh. So, like me, my first reaction to that picture was to recoil a little bit. Like, whoa. Yeah.
Is it because of the room? It's not necessarily the person. It's the room.
It's the room. It's not the person. It's the room. It's the space. And that's my trigger for saying nope.
Oh, see, you would hate me because I am. I mean, you can see.
I don't hate you.
Yeah, but do you see all of the cans and bottles everywhere?
I can't.
Yeah. No, look at Loki's camera.
I intentionally hid them. Excluding your beer bottles. That's on you. Fuck you.
Well, if we ever do a video portion, we'll make sure that all your bottles are hidden. Oh, look, there's 1, 2, 3, 4. He's moving them into the camera view. To be fair, Canes.
Yes.
They're not strewn about the floor. They're not in your bed.
But I mean, the only reason why our bed is somewhat clean is because we were doing something else.
Doing something else. Okay.
But when we first wake up, our bed is not made by any means.
Well, no. No.
Loki likes to move around a lot.
I see. And
you're one to talk. You're over there thrashing in your sleep last night, and I got like 30-minute break periods in between so I could nap, and then you just straight up like...
Whack-a-Loki. It's a game. He was actually awake the whole time, Loki, just fucking with you. That's all it was.
God, I hope so. And I won't feel bad about legitimately donkey kicking when he's taking a nap one day. Hope you're ready for it.
So
you've earned your prize.
You've earned your prize. There you are. So does sadomasochism play into pig play?
Not necessarily, no.
No. It can. It's a cross. I mean, it could cross over, right?
Well, every like kink can cross over into anything else.
Crossover. Right.
In some regard.
Sure. Have either of you guys witnessed somebody doing puppy play or pig play?
Yes.
Okay. And what kind of pig play were they doing?
I mean, it wasn't like direct pig play, if that makes any sense, right? So like, mm-hmm. it was mostly just like gear and things like that, parading okay. around type thing. So it's interesting, but
could teach them to search out truffles. That'd be a great pig play thing. Go truffle hunting.
That would be amazing. Go find me truffles.
Go find me truffles. So see, I'd be a smart ass and come back with the chocolate truffles, not the mushrooms, you see.
Oh, here you got go. It.
Mm-hmm. It's like, I found them for you, sir. Here you are.
I didn't have to get dirty.
Yeah. I just had to go to See's candy shop and get some truffles. Yeah.
No, so like I guess I've had like, you know, so I had a puppy a little while ago that you know, basically liked to do dares.
Okay.
If that makes sense. Ew. And mm-hmm. not necessarily like in a sexual way. It was more of just like, oh, tell me to do something and I'll do it. I mean, obviously we started small, like where this, you know, certain thing underneath or, you know, do this and, or, you know, but basically it got progressively worse and worse and worse. Mm-hmm. as I tried to find his like no spot.
Okay. All right.
But I could never find it. Let me tell you. His no meter is very, very high.
Okay.
Including like, you know, wearing a Speedo with a white Speedo with a cage at a public swimming park.
Okay.
And you could totally see the cage and his yes. dick in the cage.
Okay.
All right. And he just didn't care.
but technically he was covered. So yes,
he is covered. It is completely legal. They couldn't say anything.
Yes.
And I mean, when the suit was dry, you couldn't see anything.
Right.
And it's a Speedo too.
So there's not a lot of room in a Speedo anyway.
But anyways, basically one time, it was raining outside.
Mm-hmm.
And I told him to go put on one of his pup hoods and video him going out into the backyard naked with just the hood and basically play outside like as a puppy, like in the rain. And it was super cute, but he got very, very dirty.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. As well, he probably would have.
Yes, considering he was digging in the mud.
Yes,
but that's kind of where you can be, in that whole, you know, regard.
Yeah, well, and you know, there's so I've talked about my sub that comes over from time to time, and I've kind of kept him at arm's length lately because he started asking to do some things to me that I'm not comfortable asking him to do.
Mm.
And it's along this, I would say it's almost along pig play, but I'm not exactly sure where to go with it.
Is it scat?
No, but he wants, okay, I'm just going to say it. He wants to lick my toilet clean. Now, to me, that's a little out there.
That's bordering slave territory. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm not comfortable being the person saying, yes, do this. So I'm just like, bordering on slave. And that's a whole other subject as to slaves and what consensual slaves.
Yes.
Not. Yes.
There's, again. Yeah. There's a whole difference not, to that. You know,
a few decades
back. Yes. Yeah. Not those kind of slaves, but there's a whole subgenre of that as well. And
yes.
slaves and gimps and
drones.
And what?
Drones.
Drones?
Drones.
Mm-hmm. I haven't heard of that term before.
Oh, we might have to just have a whole episode on that.
On drones or just all the...
Drones.
Drones. The higher... Just drones.
Not the things that fly in the air.
Well, nope. No.
Well, I guess they could, technically.
I suppose if you tossed them, right?
I don't think it would be a... Well, I mean, if they consented to it, I guess it'd be okay, but...
Is that like tossing midgets?
No, you gotta kick them like footballs.
Oh, okay.
Kick the baby.
Don't kick the baby.
Kick the baby.
No, don't kick the baby.
We have lost all control over this episode.
Yes, we have. So, to be fair, there's crossover. You can have pups that are pigs and pigs that are pups. And you can have pigs that are pigs and pups that are pups. So there's not... In every sexual kink, every sexual area, there's always going to be crossovers. There's always going to be something, and everybody's different, as we've talked about before. Their needs, their wants, their desires are all theirs.
Correct. Yeah. Like it's and this is just because we haven't done it doesn't mean that it's not right for someone.
Right.
Like someone, and this is, again, especially when you're starting out, you're like, okay, who do I talk to about this?
Right.
And again, if you come talk to us, we can probably point you in the right direction to someone that mm-hmm. might be able to help you get interested into whatever kink that you're wanting. Because we do have a wide variety of people that we meet and talk with on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. So if you're listening to this podcast and you're like, oh, that actually sounds very interesting. And you're like turned off that, like, we're not necessarily into it or that we don't haven't really experienced it personally. I would basically still reach out to us because we could probably help you out with finding, someone that can help you, in that regard.
Yes, definitely. There are so many people out there, and there are resources out there that you, the listener, may not know of, that we may know of, or we may know somebody that can get a hold point of somebody you, that knows the resources. Point you
in that right direction, basically. Right.
Yeah.
So don't be afraid to reach out just because we might not be into this. Because mm-hmm. We definitely know people that are.
Yes. And, you know, it's funny because... You may know people that are into it that you don't know are into it.
That is very true.
Until they pop up somewhere that you are, you're like, oh, okay. I have questions. Do you have answers? Please.
You're also a slut.
You're also a slut. Yes.
So it's like me and Loki were at IHOP, like a mm-hmm. local IHOP. And, mm-hmm. As I was checking out, paying for our food, mm-hmm. he saw my collar, like this this forever collar that I have on, and he was like, "Oh, what is that?" And I was like, "Well, do you want to know the real answer, or do you want to know, like, do you just want to know that it's just a necklace?" Mm-hmm. He's like, "No, I want the real answer." Are you sure? And he's like, yeah. And he's like, I'm like, well, it's a BDSM slave collar.
Okay.
And he's like, oh, do you take it off? I go, no, I don't. But someone else can take it off.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just like, their face was just like.
A look of shock, confusion, and bewilderment.
Yeah, yes. And just like how dare are you that open about that? Like that is scandalous.
It's like, and I just look at me and say, you say, but I gave you several opportunities to say yes, no. I really don't want to know.
Exactly. I literally gave you options. Like, do you really want to know? Because I will tell you what you want to know. But
it's not normal.
You
it's
better not, well, be ready for
it's
it.
It's not. It's outside the scope of
the general public's normality.
There you go.
It's not a topic that most people tend to bring up in mixed company.
Right. Right. Now, how long have you been wearing that collar, Canes?
Oh, for 2 years, probably.
On and off.
Yeah.
I was going to say, you didn't have it on when I visited.
Guess I did.
He did.
Did he?
I won't let him take it off, yeah.
Oh, okay then. Well, now I know. Like,
oh, yes.
Yeah, I guess I just didn't even connect that it was something.
Well, we have videos from that weekend. Just look at the videos.
That's true. We can, yes.
There is visual proof.
Okay.
Right. That it was there.
And again, maybe it just didn't even register with me as being something outside of norm. And maybe you've just had it on as much as I've ever seen you, and I just never thought
that it was anything
other than just something you like to wear.
It is definitely a less obvious like collar. So like you have like the chainmail, but this one is more of just a metal ring. Mm-hmm. And I get questions all the time, like, how do you take that off? And I always go, oh, I was born with it.
He was born with it. Okay. He was born that way, folks. He was born that way.
I was born with a ring around my neck.
Yes.
And but
well, there you go.
Yes. But yeah, it was a very interesting conversation that happened. And that was just this week. That was literally.
Okay. All right. So we'll get into slaves and gimps and stuff at a later date. So let's just kind of get back to what we're talking about with pigs and stuff. So that kind of perked Loki up for some reason.
What?
Huh? He's just looking at the content that we made.
Oh. Looking at the content. Oh, yes.
Looking at the content. Yes.
Okay. Well, I think we should bring this one to a close.
Before we just start jerking off.
I know, right? It's although there were people who would listen to that.
I'm sure there would be, but I'm not comfortable with that right now.
Well, yes. And of course, with audio, you just hear. So there really wouldn't be a lot of stuff other than that noise.
Just be like,
do that, do it again. Oh, yep. Slurp, 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 slurp. Anyway.
Yeah.
All right. The look that you're getting from Loki is priceless.
No, his connection's unstable, so I was like freezing, and that's why it was getting like the really airy like sound from his mic.
Oh, okay. Strange. So, all right, well, you have been listening to, and thanks for sticking around, you've been listening to Off Leash, a definitely not safe for work podcast about human puppy play and consensual sexual kinks.
We're totally normal. We're totally professional.
Totally professional. Yes.
Yes. I've been Canes.
And I am Loki.
And we'll listen to us next time.